Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Big story, funny story, ironic story. Letitia James, remember her, the New York Attorney General?
Oh, yeah.
Who definitely had it out for President Trump when he was campaigning, for sure. And she even, when she was running to be the Attorney General, even made some kind of comment she was going to get Trump.
How do you even go into something like that where your job, yes, you're going to be a prosecutor, but there's that whole fairness kind of thing, and you run on getting somebody?
And it's before any evidence was even pursued. Like, I'll find something.
Yeah.
And she did, and of course, it was pretty weak stuff, but she was able to get, guilty on a bunch of it. Well, guess what? Now she is possibly in trouble for alleged mortgage fraud.
Well, now isn't that ironic?
Well, it is, because she really had to, go through and try to find something that Trump had done wrong. And actually what got him on was something that nobody's ever bothered to prosecute before. It had to do with valuation of properties and stuff.
Right.
So she's the one who infamously declared that no one is above the law. And she said it all the time. She said it in several speeches.
What if she's still saying it
about herself? No. Well, she was hit with a federal criminal referral for instances of alleged mortgage fraud. This just coming out yesterday. Laura Ingraham had a lot of information on it, and apparently a letter was obtained by the New York Post as well. So the FHFA director, William Pulte, sent a missive to Attorney General Pam Bondi, and alleging that James had falsified records to get home loans for property in Virginia that she claimed was her principal residence in 2023, which I don't think you can hold office in New York and have as your principal residence a place that is not in New York. She was still serving as a New York State prosecutor. Yeah, but she claimed her principal residence was in Virginia. That occurred in late August of 23, weeks before James began her civil fraud trial against Trump for overinflating the values of many of his properties. You know that ended in a $454 million judgment. I mean, huge.
And yet it was a sham, because he wasn't allowed by the judge to even present the most basic thing, like, I don't know, the cover letter that said, here's what we think it's worth, you do your homework.
Right.
Like the biggest piece of evidence that you could have, and they wouldn't let him submit it.
And also there is a thing about where she said her husband was, her father was her husband. Yeah. She listed the pair as husband and wife in 1983 and in 2000. And I'm guessing that was done in a way to, gain the necessary ratio to be given the loan, income-wise.
Well, maybe it's true, and she's originally from West Virginia.
Wow. My apologies to good people from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's use Arkansas from now on.
It's not a family tree. It's a family wreath.
Wow. While that was a long time ago, it raises serious concerns about the validity of Ms. James' representations, et cetera, et cetera. Look, again, is this a huge deal, if we're being honest? No. But neither were any of the charges that she got drummed up against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to live by that sword, right. You also may, you know, be prosecuted utilizing that same sword.
And did I hear you right that the charges actually were there before she went after Trump?
Not the charges.
But the story was...
The attempt, the purchase and saying that that was her primary residence.
Okay.
Was in, Virginia.
Okay.
Which...
She's doing stuff before she went after him.
Yeah, she knew she was doing... Okay. To her, little white lies and this and that. Bend the rules a little bit.
Right.
Loan secured for the property could have reduced her mortgage interest rate by as much as 1% and had lower monthly payments under the Federal Home Affordability Modification Program, HAMP, since it was listed as containing just 4 units. Apparently, this unit they're referring to, it had 5 units, and that disqualifies it from certain things and certain discounts.
Now that's lying. That's not that's not do your own diligence on the value.
But it's lying when you say this is my primary residence and it's not.
And
that's lying too.
And you're doing it as a husband and wife, but she's really talking about her dad.
Yeah.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. This all could amount to criminal charges, including wire fraud, mail fraud, bank fraud, false statements to a financial institutions. The documents that Pulte included in his criminal referral are quite damning. Jonathan Turley was on with Laura Ingraham last night on the Fox News Channel. And these are misleading statements. Actually, misleading, I believe... These aren't misleading statements, I think was the point he was trying to make, and he misspoke. The law says you have to have more than just misleading statements. Hmm. You have to have documentation, and that's what they have.
Right.
So in other words, it fulfills the letter of the law in terms of requirements for prosecution.
She didn't just say something. She documented over and over and over. She committed crimes.
Quote, this is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. I thought that was a good line.
That's good.
And that was Jonathan Turley. Wow. And among the charges that were brought in New York in just the civil but the criminal cases was making false or misleading statements to a financial institution.
Wow.
Uh-huh. She was the one. No one is above the law, not even the president.
Or the prosecutor.
Letitia.
Bad girl.
Let's just call her Tish and say, sometimes that Tish is best served cold.
Ooh.
Yep.
I hope they get her. She deserves it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly, if you were going to abuse the law that way, you better at the very least make sure that all your ducks are in a row.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.